Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
Tomorrow is Record Store Day and Cambridge 105 will be out and about at Lost in Vinyl on Magdalen Street, and I'm pleased to say that Rob of Lost in Vinyl is taking a break from getting the shop organised to speak to us this evening. Hello, Rob.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you very much. So what's it looking like down there? Presumably you've got lots of new releases which you have to put out ahead of the opening?
Yeah, we've got lots and lots of stock here. We're just finishing off the last of it at the moment.
Do you get many new releases coming in? Do the record companies take advantage of Record Store Day to bring out either some special editions or just a new release altogether?
Absolutely do they. This year there's just short of 600 titles. We've taken about 500 of them. And there's such a mix of new records out. A lot of them are very limited editions, so you'll only be really able to pick them up on the day itself. There's quite a lot this year. There's certainly more titles than there were in previous years.
Maybe you could highlight a couple for us to let us know the kind of artist in particular, because it's difficult these days to try and pin down who the record buyers might be. We all faded away, got pointed towards CDs, and then there's been this resurgence over the past few years.
Oh, there's been a huge resurgence in vinyl. I mean, when Record Store Day started 10 years ago, vinyl album sales were only really representing about, oh gosh, not even 1% of the physical albums market. Now, in 2016 figures, album sales, record sales, vinyl sales account for 14% of the physical format. So it's just increased enormously over the last 10 years since Record Store Day started. And really, everything this year is across the board. We've got everything from, there's three different David Bowie releases. One that's really particular for Cambridge is a Pink Floyd, their first ever recorded track, is coming out again tomorrow. And we've got, there's a Little Mix special edition of the album. It's just right across the board. It caters for all tastes this year.
Now, that is all tastes, from Bowie through to Little Mix. Who is buying it, though? Now, who would come in and buy that Little Mix record?
Well, hopefully it will be, I guess, a teenager. I don't know how to say whether it will be male or female, but it will certainly be a teenager, I would have thought. But we're finding in the shop here, we have ever since we've opened, that the age range of people buying records these days is enormous. I mean, we have customers who are probably 12, 13, 14 years of age, right through to people in their 70s, and yeah, all ages in between as well, really.
And how long has Lost in Vinyl been open for?
We opened here in December 2014, so we've been here just short of 2.5 years.
And have you, in that period of time, have you noticed a change in the people who are coming in? That's to say, is the age range getting broader? Because presumably, when record stores first made their resurgence, it was perhaps the older generation trying to find things to play on existing kit, but now you can go out and I'm sure you'll be familiar with new record decks that people can buy.
Well, absolutely. I mean, sales of turntables have gone through the roof. They've gone hand in hand with vinyl sales as well. But I think really from when we opened, we saw a very broad audience, very broad customer base coming into the shop, and it's just continued really. And I think that the reason why people are getting back into vinyl records is simply that it kind of sets you apart from everybody else, really, in the sense that you're seen as a serious music fan, really, and it's just the most enjoyable way, probably not the most convenient, but certainly the most enjoyable way of listening to music.
I heard a quote from the journalist and broadcaster Paul Gambaccini, and he referred to the current generation of music buyers as being the generation which swapped quality for convenience. That's to say, apparently having thrown away those old record decks and, to a lesser extent, CDs, in favour of being able to carry their music around on their phones, I guess many of us do. But I guess a certain subset of people have kind of also gone in completely the other, opposite direction by getting the quality through going back to vinyl.
They do, yes. I mean, I think that people listen to music in a whole host of ways, really. I mean, for me, myself, I predominantly listen to records at home. But, you know, you want to listen to things in the car, you want to listen to things as you're walking around. And I think that people now just listen to, you know, they listen to their music in many, many different forms. But the good thing about records is that it's kind of moved with the time. So when you do buy a piece of vinyl here, normally, not always, but normally, there'll be a download code with it, so that you'll be able to download that album onto your laptop or MP3 device.
So you're not having to buy it twice then, in other words.
Exactly,
it's a bit like,
yeah, I think
this
really,
happens a few...
Well. I think that's attracted some people back to vinyl as well.
Mm, I think it's sometimes the same, isn't it? Sky and I think Virgin as well, if you download the latest movie electronically, a few days later you will get a copy of the DVD in the post.
Yeah.
So it's the same same kind of principle working there.
Absolutely, yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that people respect that and like that because, you know, whilst listening to records is the best way in terms of sound quality. It's, you know, there's lots of reasons to buy records and listen to records. But I think record companies have moved the times now and understood that people just don't sit down and listen to records like they used to do, well, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And people listen to a lot of music on the go, and so it's moved with it.
And how important is Record Store Day, both to the trade as a whole and also to your own store?
Well, for us, it's probably our busiest day of the year, so it's hugely important.
What sort of percentage of takings? Because are you able to, you know, is it a huge chunk out of the year's takings that happens tomorrow?
Or? Christmas time is busy for us too, so it's on a par with Christmas. But it's certainly, in terms of customers visiting the shop, it's certainly our single busiest day. And you know, for the record company as a whole, I mean, they sell, I mean, like I said, there's 600 different releases just for us independent stores to sell tomorrow. And that's an enormous, you know, if they're pressing on average about 1,000, maybe 1,500 copies, you know, you're talking in excess probably now of 1 million units being pressed just for tomorrow across the whole industry, and that's just for the UK. So, it you know, it's a huge thing for both record companies and for stores alike.
And are you expecting some... What time are you opening, I suppose, is the first question. Then there's the obvious follow-up is what time are the queues going to start?
Yeah, well, we're opening at 8 o'clock tomorrow. We open a couple of hours earlier than we would normally do. Queuing? Well, I can only gauge on what happened last year, and the first person was in the queue here just after 11 o'clock the night before.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
it's like the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols, isn't it? All over again.
So, we're, excuse me, we'll be open at 8, and I expect by the time that we open, we'll have a fairly decent queue here of people, and that queue will carry on most of the morning as people come down and want to check out what we've got, and, yeah, no, it'll be a really fun day, but The real reason why Record Store Day started wasn't about the releases that come out for the day. It was about the fact to highlight what Record Store Day is all about, which is just to tell people that independent record stores are still here. There's about 285 different shops up and down the country taking part tomorrow, which is amazing, and that's the biggest number ever. And more shops are opening up and down the country, which is really good. And it's just really to turn around to people and say that we're here and, you know, we sell records, and we don't just sell what you'd find in sort of the you know, the bigger chain places. I mean, we know that supermarkets have started to sell vinyl records in some of their stores, but they'll probably carry about 20, 30 titles. Well, here in our little shop, we carry almost 2,000. So it's about the range and the service that we offer here, really. And that to me is what Record Store Day is all about. It's just to highlight and have a day where we say, we're here, come down, take part. You know, even if people don't come down to buy a record, if they just come in and say hello and know we're here and stuff, that's what it's all about.
Now you're there
for
another time. And we're going to be there as well. I know Jordan, who popped in here a little earlier on this afternoon, he'll be on the air from your store on Morden Street from 10 through till 12. You've got any live music playing this year? I should have asked you that.
Actually, we haven't, unfortunately.
Oh, dear.
This year. Yes,
Jordan will have to bring his mouth organ or something.
This year we did have somebody lined up, but unfortunately they lost their voice, so... We were scrambling to get somebody this week, but no. But we're really pleased to have Jordan down. We've had Cambridge 105 come down in previous years and broadcast live from the shop, and that's worked really, really well. and we're really happy to have you down here. It should be a really good day.
Just make sure you get Jordan to play the Little Mix track. I think that could be quite an interesting reversal of fortune for him.
He's got quite a few little interesting records lined up, I believe.
I'm sure he has. Rob, thank you very much for your time tonight. It's Rob from Lost in Vinyl. Best of luck with Record Store Day.
Thank you very much, Julian. That's really nice.
Hope it goes really well for you.